Section Sports Coverage on Q92, brought to you by United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chris Wodzinski for House, Cargill Incorporated, Jubilee Foods, Madison Dental Clinic, Klein Insurance, American Surplus, Trontossil Seeds, Kluber Law Office, Cabby Farmers Grain, Miller Services Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Warrior Community Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Appleton Dental Clinic, B&B Electrical Contractors, Woodstock Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Pete's Electric Motor, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Gistless and Hardware. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Minneota Building Center, Prince Bank, Hoggett Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Canby Meat Center, First Security Bank in Canby. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Dray Service, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, CCM Health in Montevideo, NB Golf Cars, Southwest Insurance Services, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Genio Turkey Store, Gruel Electric, Lee Motor Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. Section Sports brought to you by Prairie Sun Bank, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lack Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Area Health, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Strand Agency, Independent Oil Company, Purison Dawson, House of Spirits, Fixin Chiropractic, Doug Service and Marine, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lean Lumber, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tenson Marine, Sturtevant's of Canby, Heather Nursery, B. Johnson Electric, Tofty Auto and Sales, Section Sports brought to you by KB's Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Sowerable Design, City Hall Bar and Grill, MVTV Wireless, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, A&B Auto, and our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Yankee Field here in Milroy for Section 3A Baseball Playoffs. It's an elimination game between the Adrian Ellsworth Dragons and the Lacapao Valley Eagles. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here, and the sun is shining. For how long? We don't know, Bart.
Well, we saw some sprinkles earlier, and everyone took cover underneath the grandstand.
And, so this is the elimination game. The winner of this game plays tomorrow night in the section championship game against the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92 as well. So we're excited for Eagle baseball tonight.
Yeah, we're hoping it's an all Lacapao County matchup tomorrow night.
And let's go through your starting lineups here for the your State Farm Insurance starting lineups.
All right, and like State Farm being there for all of us, we're here for you. So Adrian Ellsworth, they actually won the flip, and they elected to be the visiting team today. So leading off is the catcher, Kyler Kunkel. Batting second is the shortstop, Travis Weiss. Batting third is the second baseman, Joe Ray. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Jaden Russell. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Reese Morrison. Batting sixth is the designated hitter, Caleb Wolf. He'll be batting for the left fielder, Dana Weiss. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Matt Geister. And today's pitcher, Keegan Paulzine. And then batting ninth, the center fielder, Jack Jenningas. And that's your starting lineup for your Adrian Ellsworth Dragons. And now for the Lacapao Valley Eagles, a very familiar one. Leading off, shortstop Dylan Keimig. Doing today's pitching, Dylan Geiser. The first baseman is batting third, Caden Mortensen. Batting fourth, left fielder Davis Patzer. Batting fifth, designated hitter Caden Molden. He'll be batting for the third baseman, Brock Bjornhild. Batting sixth, center fielder T.J. Mitchell. Batting seventh, catcher Landon Weber. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Cale Benson. And batting ninth, Peyton Rademacher, the right fielder.
All right, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. And Lacapao Valley, big win, or a big game with Dawson Boyd on Saturday that we get. It was a good game, good battle between the Blackjacks and the Eagles Saturday, wasn't it?
It was 3-1 game. There were a lot of chances for both teams to add on to their score. That didn't happen, but those are just tense-filled games. And, of course, now this fall with an elimination game. One of these teams and the seniors on those teams will be it. This will be their last game they'll ever play in high school sports. So we will hope that it's Lacapao that will be advancing tomorrow, but we will find out in about 2 hours.
That's right. I tell you what, Yankee Field here in Milroy, if you've never been here, well, we're at Irish Yard just down the road here, in the middle of a cornfield, but this field is in Milroy, and it's just as nice, isn't it?
It is beautiful. Anytime you can have two fields within about 9 miles of each other, it's pretty impressive. And we've had a lot of playoff games here. I was telling Pat Dolan, the chief grounds crew guy, this is the first time I've been a spectator here. In 27 years of coaching, we've had a lot of playoff games here. And this is the first time as a radio guy.
Is it different for you?
I'm still excited, still nervous, but I don't have to make the big decision.
Just sit back and let Darby worry about
That's
it, right?
That's right, yes. But I'm going to feel his misery if things don't go well, because the very last game I coached in, we've got something by Murray County Central, and that was it. But nonetheless, a great experience for me for 27 years.
That's right. Any memorable games here you remember?
We had a big comeback that we beat Mineota. They beat us by a 10-run rule during the regular season. We had that great comeback. We scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th to beat RCW. I remember when we played Adrian, they were cruising ahead 5-1 in the 6th inning. A big lefty on the mound. We drew the pitch count. We kept working pitches. We got them out of there, came back and won 6-5. So we have had some fantastic games in Lac Qual history here at Yankee Stadium.
All right. PA announcer introducing the Lac Qual Valley Eagles. Both teams are out on their respective foul lines. And we're going to keep it here for the national anthem today. We're actually broadcasting from the press box in Irish Field. We're right by the dugout.
Yeah, we have a perfect view of home plate. So anthem here.
Yeah, the umpire. You know the umpires really well.
Don't Adam Fosleen is doing the bases, and Corey Marcourt will be doing the home plate. And they are very, very familiar in our area. They do a lot of officiating basketball and baseball.
All right, here's our national anthem. There's your national anthem here at Yankee Field in Milroy. We're just moments away from the opening pitch. Well, kind of an unusual who gets home and who is the visitor, Bart, to explain that to us.
Well, in the winner's bracket, it's always the higher seed, and if both number one seeds would be playing, then you do a flip of the coin. In the loser's bracket, it's always a flip of the coin. Adrian Ellsworth won the flip, and they elected to be visitors, and you had asked me if I'd ever seen that before, and I had when we played in the state championship game in 2012 when we were playing St. Agnes. Their coach elected to be the visitors. They won the flip. And afterwards, he said, these games have a lot of pressure, and sometimes the kids don't handle it very well, and it's easier to be on offense than defense.
Mm, interesting.
And we committed 3 errors in that game in the first inning, so he was right.
Kind of set the tone for the whole game, right?
It did.
Yeah. Who's pitching for the Eagles here?
We got Dylan Geiser. You know, he's been pitching varsity baseball since he's been a freshman, and that's the guy you want on the mound. He is a senior. He's got a lot of experience, and you want your best pitcher in the best moment and the biggest moment, and it's up to him now to give his team a chance to win. And the counterpart, Keegan Polzin, same thing. He's the exact same thing. He's a senior for them. He's their top pitcher, and it's going to be do or die. For one of these two seniors, it'll be the last time they ever start in a high school baseball game.
All right, and as Dylan's continues warm up, the Dawson Boyd Blackjack baseball team is walking in here. We're going to watch the game.
Well, they have a vested interest because they'll play one of them.
Blackjacks are in the driver's seat, aren't they?
They are, and nothing's ever given. You have a better chance having two games to play with than one, but you never know.
Well, in Marshall, Minnewaska just ended Fairmont season 3AA 9-7, and so Minnewaska will play Wyndham in a bit here. That's at Legion Field in Marshall. the winner of that game gets the Montevideo Thunder
off. Yeah, it's just good baseball in our area. And, you know, we had great battles with Montevideo over the years in Legion and Junior Legion baseball, so we know what kind of team they have. But tonight, it's the Eagles against the Dragons.
All right, here we go. Kyler Kunkel, the catcher, steps into the batter's box, folks. Call a friend, text a friend, tell them to tune in 92.1. Here we go. Geiser and his windup, and the first pitch of the ballgame is a strike.
And I am directly behind home plate, so I've got a great view of those inside-out pitches.
Got a good view of the field here. Just a great grandstand here.
It is.
In Milroy. Next pitch. There's a ground ball hit the third. Bjornell fields it.
Oh.
Foul ball, he called it.
Oh, it went off his foot. Well, he was hopping around. I was going to say it was a fair ball when Bjornell picked it up, but he'd call foul right away. It bounced off his foot, but that's a big strike then for Geiser. Up 0-2.
Yeah, and Kunkel talking with his head coach there, Joe Kruger.
Yeah, bounced right off the top of his left foot. He was pointing at it.
Well, that went a long ways for bouncing off your foot.
Well,
went to right to Bjornell that third.
Yeah, and that will tell you how much it hurt. It's probably a good portion of bone there.
It's strike two. Kunkel is going to step back into batter's box. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Milroy. Lockapaw Valley and Adrian Ellsworth. And the elimination game. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Kunkel, and it's out one.
One thing I find will be interesting tonight with that wind, it's a hard wind blowing straight in from right field. With those right-handers, will their curveball break like it normally does?
Dylan Geiser in his windup, and the 1-2 pitch outside for ball two. 2-2. Adrian Ellsworth, kind of the Cinderella team in this season and in tournament.
They were 6-11 entering tournament play. They've won 5 playoff games.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. High for ball three, so getting ahead 0-2. Geiser got him at full count.
Yeah. Well, he's still fine now. You just got to throw a strike here.
Here's the 3-2 pitch to Kunkel, and he hits that one, pops it up in foul territory, and it is going to go out of play by the first base dugout.
Good job by Kunkel to keep that alive.
Got Landon Weber behind the plate, Cade Mortensen at first, Cale Benson playing second, Brock Bjornheld at third, and shortstop is Dylan
Keimig.
And we got Davis, Batzer in left, Mitchell, here's the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out.
Well, he threw 7 pitches, but the important thing is he got the out. At this point, Paul, pitching isn't a worry for any team because with that extra day off, everyone has all their pitchers available.
T.J. Mitchell playing center. Peyton Rademacher out in right. Here's the number one and the shortstop, Travis Weiss. And Geiser's pitch. Up in the infield. Dylan, shortstop.
Look at far adrift.
And makes the catch in the grass. Nice catch there.
He started medium, deep, shortstop, closer to second base, ended up almost in front of the third baseman with that wind blowing.
Yeah, the wind did take it pretty good, didn't it?
Yes.
So Keimig has 2 outs. Here's Joe Ray. And the pitch is the ball. Got a really nice scoreboard. It's a new scoreboard here at Milroy.
Yeah, got a black backdrop and bright red and gold numbers and letters.
Next pitch, high. Ball 2 to Joe Ray.
I should mention, Geiser's 5-2 on the year. He's got a 2.63 ERA.
Joe Ray is a sophomore. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Ground ball. Hit the Keimig at short. He bobbles it. And now he throws it, and he gets him! What a recover by Keimig at short.
Yeah, strong throw across the diamond to get him in a close play.
Wow, 6-3 put out, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. How about that, Bart?
That's the best way to start.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We will go to the bottom of the first. The Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Milroy.
We're here with you when it comes to reducing maintenance costs. That's why we carry Senex Premium Lubricants, Gear Lubricants, Hydraulic Fluids, and Greases. With over 75 years of proven performance in the field, Senex Lubricants have stood the test of time. They'll keep your equipment running smoothly and provide superior heavy-duty protection. Stop or call today to the Lock Pro Co-op of Dawson and Madison. Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers
For great prices and the best service around, shop Rebel Campers Sales and Service in Clare City. They're located right off Highway 7. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clare City.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Milroy. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Adrian and La Caparo Valley. Eagles batting, Bart.
Yeah, and we mentioned the wind early on, and so what that does is it's going to make the coaches think about bunting, stealing. It's going to be hard for the catcher to throw accurately down to second with this big wind, and I would say that plays into our hands better than anyone because we are a team that's fast and we can put the ball in play.
Right here, shortstop Dylan Timing, who made a nice defensive recovery there at short for third out. The pitcher is Polzin, and he's a tall right-hander. There's a strike thrown to Kymig.
Yeah, he's got a good fastball, but his bread-and-butter pitch is his curveball. I got to watch him pitch against MCC, and it is good.
Next pitch. Ooh, he's got some velocity on his speed there.
Yeah, he's kind of got a different motion on that fastball. I don't know if you call it a push throw or what, but it's a little bit different.
1-1 count. Polzin is wind-up. Pitch to Kymig. He laces one out in the left field. Base hit. Timing rounds first, and he'll stay put at first base.
That's big for Dylan. He's been struggling getting on base, and when he's on base, you can use that speed.
That was a solid hit by Timing to left center field.
Yeah, it's a fastball right down the middle, and he catered that over the shortstop's head.
Should mention we have an eighth grader out in center field, Jack Jenegas, for Adrian Ellsworth, and Weiss is in left. He's a senior. There goes Kymig on the pitch to throw down there, and he is.
Oh, wow. Wow. How old did you say that? Oh, that was a center fielder. How old is the catcher? That?
A junior.
Wow.
Kunkel.
He threw that about as quick as you could get rid of it. It was an outside pitch. Man, he threw a bullet.
And Kymig is not slow, folks.
No. And that was a good, quick, sweet tag by the second baseman. Wow.
So there's your out. Kymig thrown out, trying to steal second base on an outstanding throw from Kunkel, the catcher. Here's number 7, Geiser, hits one foul down the left field line, out of play.
Well, and you got to try that early on. You got to find out
test
what the catcher can do. And he tested it, and he came through. Now, you don't have to quit stealing.
2-1 to Geiser. There's strike 2.
There's a quick curveball.
A lot of Adrian fans here sitting to our right,
yeah,
in the grandstand.
There actually are more Adrian fans than La Caparo fans. That's disappointing.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score.
Yeah, that's just a really quick breaking ball. It's nasty. We have a perfect view of it.
Caden Mortensen, the first Eagle first baseman, batting here, number 3 spot. And the pitch, ground ball to the third baseman, Geiser. Geister, foul ball.
Yeah, that was a smart play by the third baseman. Just let it roll foul. He would not have had Mortensen out. Got a shout out from Kurt Baldwin. He's on the road again. A little tricky driving those big rigs with this wind. So
the pig trucker, I call
him. Yeah, he can just pull over and just listen to us until the wind dies down.
Thanks for listening, Kurt. He's the best. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory going out of play. Might be over by my car there. I parked over there.
Yeah, that wind, it just takes it right away. The players look up in the air and then they don't even move because it's going to be way foul with that wind.
0-2 count to Caden Mortensen with 2 outs. And Polzin's pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 to Mortensen, and Caden's had an outstanding year.
Yeah, he does. He's batting 300 on the year and he's second in the team with 14 RBIs.
Here's a 1-2 pitch from Polzin. Hit up, fly ball, center field. Jenegas coming in, and makes a running catch.
Yeah, at first he thought it was going to go deeper, but that wind knocked it down.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on for the Eagles, and we're scoreless through 1. It's La Caparo Valley, nothing. Adrian Elfersworth, nothing. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with more Section Baseball right after this.
Turn to Larry's Refrigeration and Heating and Lennox for a pair that is perfect together. This duo ensures your home's air is perfect season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,500 in rebates, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Call us today at 320-598-3334. That's Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison-Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
All right, Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Milroy. 0-0 between the Eagles and the Dragons. Dragons and Eagles in an elimination game here tonight. And pitching is Geiser, and batting, the first batter here in the top of the second is Jaden Russell, the right fielder. 2-0 count to Russell. Wind is blowing pretty good right now.
It is.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss for strike one.
Another text message is from the Fernaldses. Apparently, Erica Fernaldses is a better wind driver than Kurt Baldwin. They're on their way to a baseball game,
okay.
Brian and Erica.
Next pitch, ground ball, foul down the third baseline. Brock Spiernel, the third baseman, over there giving chase.
I'm guessing they're not driving a big rig with pigs in it. Or him.
Erica's driving a truck?
No.
Did you say Erica's driving a truck?
Erica's driving, but not a... They're not
a semi?
They're not all...
Oh,
no,
okay.
They're not in a...
2-2 count to Jaden Russell. Nobody out here. Next pitch fouled off to the screen. Got the community worship service in Slen Park tonight,
yes,
Madison.
They do. And I think it's a potluck supper as well. It should be a nice night for that.
2-2 count. The pitch from Geiser. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Second strikeout for Geiser. One out. Yeah, I'm sure there's people at the community church service listening to us into the earbud, not listening to the sermon.
Well, we don't want to get God mad at us. Although, you know, it's a big part of the Bible because it said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
All right, here's Reese Morrison, and he hits the first pitch, pops it up, and Bjornell, the third baseman, going over. The Patcher, the left fielder, running over, and it's foul.
Yeah, that went foul by 40 feet, and it would have been a routine fly ball to left field.
Definitely wind ate it out of bounds.
Yeah, that, you know, all the fielders have to be heads up. You just cannot, you just always got to keep that wind in the back of your mind.
0-1 pitch coming to Reese Morrison. Geiser delivers. Inside for ball one.
Got kind of a different stance up there. He's really crouched over at the waist.
Now the wind looked like it's shifted the flags blowing that way. Don't
a little bit to the left field corner. But
1-1 pitch, strike two.
That Adrian's wearing their yellow uniforms with the blue numbering and lettering and white pants. And, of course, Lex Parro always in their white pants and black tops with the white LQPV across the front.
One ball, two strikes to Morrison. Dylan, pitch. Low, nice stop by Weber. One out here on the top of the second inning. No score between the Eagles and the Dragons. Winner will play tonight. Sight to be determined. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And now they got to throw down the first. And they got him. Strikeout number three for Geiser.
Yeah, that was a high fastball. Looked like it was probably outside of the strike zone. But with two strikes, the batter didn't want to take a chance and swung and missed.
Here's number 10. He's an eighth grader, a designated hitter, Caleb Wolf.
That's impressive. You're the designated hitter as an eighth grader.
And there's a ground ball hit right back to the pitcher, Geiser, and Dylan will run to first and underhand it there to Mortensen, and that's another 1-2-3 inning, Bart.
Yes, great job so far.
All right, that'll end the top of the first. Adrian coming to bat here in the bottom of the second. No score. Your UFT Minnesota scoreboard, no score. 0-0 between the Eagles and Dragons. Section 3A playoffs. We'll be right back.
Beef plays an important role in the U.S. economy. Demand for beef has increased in the last 6 years. More than 79% of the total U.S. beef volume is sold at the supermarket. It may surprise you, but there are 19 cuts of beef that are leaner than a skinless chicken thigh. Hey, what's for supper? Why, beef, of course. The Revello Farmers Elevator salutes all beef producers this month. Byron and the crew are ready to help get your spring planting done. Just call the elevator at 1-800-783-3118 to get your chemicals, fertilizers, seeds, custom fertilizer spread, bulk feed delivered to those beef producers.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day.
And here's a ground ball. Pats are batting and he hits it to shortstop. Weiss throws the first for your first out here in the bottom of the second. No score between La Caprile Valley and Adrian Ellsworth.
Yeah, good solid contact. A two-hopper to the shortstop. Played it perfectly and had plenty of time. Say Davis was batting 326. We didn't get that in.
Just coming out of commercial break, Davis hit, swung at the first pitch. Here's Caden Molden. And, oh, that was a nasty breaking ball, curveball in there for a strike to Caden.
Yeah, it's a quick breaker coming right in on his hands.
0-1 count, and the pitch to Caden, and that's low for ball. Tell you what, if you're with us on Saturday, Caden had a bomb down the right field line, and the umpire said it went foul. And that was a big play.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Hits him.
Boy, that's
right in the ribs.
That almost sounded like we could hear it up here.
That hurt.
His ribs, yes.
And he gets a fist bump from Coach Josh Benson down there with a big smile. Josh had a smile on his face.
Well, he'll have a black and blue baseball mark and maybe some stitches to show for it. Not medical stitches, yep. Just the baseball stitches.
T.J. Mitchell batting with the Eagles have a runner on first. Here's a strike called. Eagles had a runner on first in the first inning with Kymig getting a single. But Kymig was thrown out by the catcher, Kunkel.
Yeah, and he's got a little more speed than Caden, so I don't know if we'll send anyone here.
Pitches high to T.J. T.J. Mitchell, the La Caprile Valley Male Athlete of the Year.
Batting 273 in the year, but he's been really hot in the playoffs.
Outstanding three-sport athlete. Here's a grounder, a little dribbler in front of home plate. The pitcher picks it up, throws the first for the out. Two outs. Molden advances to second. Looked like it just went off his bat.
Yeah, it just caught him on the inside part of the bat and just squiggled out about 15 feet out.
Well, Landon Weber possibly has an RBI out there, a runner in scoring position, Bart.
And you know, every run is big. We saw that on Saturday.
And I saw that in Marshall against Montevideo and Laverne.
Yeah.
1-0, 12 innings.
Yeah, that was amazing.
All right, here's Weber. Let's see what Landon can do. He laces one to center, and the center runs over and makes the catch. Jennings, the eighth grader.
Wow, that was a bullet to center. He ran about 10 feet to his right, tracked it down.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Molden at second base. Top of the third inning here in Milroy, Section 3A baseball. Your UFP Mineota score, no score between the Eagles and the Dragons. We'll be right back.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5200. 5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Hey, we want to thank UFP Minnesota for being a premier sponsor in Section Sports. Appreciate that. We appreciate all of our Section Sports sponsors. You listen to their commercials during breaks, and you're in their place of business, give them a big shout-out. Give them a big thank you.
Absolutely.
Without them, we wouldn't be here doing this. All right, Bart, see what the Eagles, Adrian's battering.
Well, good start for Geyser so far, 6 up, 6 down.
7, 8, 9 batters for Adrian, a swing and a miss by Geyser.
Dillon throwing 34 innings on the year, 51 strikeouts to 16 walks.
Next pitch, down low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Is it Matt?
Yes.
Matt.
Okay. Matt Geyser.
I can't even read my own writing. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Geyser, and he fouls that one back to the grandstand here. It's a really old-fashioned grandstand, you know,
yep.
With all the wood benches. And
yep.
I love it.
Yep, you got the old wooden grandstand on top, the covering. And
yep. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Strike three called.
I was going to say, that looked pretty good, but I didn't have to say it because the umpire did.
So that's the fourth strikeout for Geyser. Dillon has really pitched well for Lock
and
Crawl
Valley. Yeah, he's got a 2.6 ERA, like I said. And
how many strikeouts?
51 strikeouts in 34 innings. So
how many strikeouts?
Excuse me.
Oh, 51. There's a shot to center field. T.J. Mitchell is not going to get there. Drops in there for the first hit of the game for Adrian Ellsworth.
Yeah, wasn't hit particularly hard, and the wind just knocked it down, landed about 10 feet in front of him.
That was actually the pitcher.
Yep, got a courtesy runner now, number 9.
That was the pitcher, Polzine, getting the base hit to center.
So we got a courtesy runner. His name is Charger. I wonder if he'll be running. Charger Erlinson.
All right.
You got to like that name.
Number 9 batter, Jack Jenegas, batting.
Let's hope for the Eagles that he doesn't charge into second base.
Jenegas is the 8th grade center fielder. Here's the pitch, and there's a shot. Left field, Papser going back. Davis on the run, makes the catch towards the left field line.
Wow. I'm not so certain, Paul, if there was no wind, that would not have been a home run, or would have been a home run. Holy buckets. He was about 5-6 feet from the fence when he caught that in the corner.
Davis had to run a long ways there.
He did.
And going backwards, and a nice effort there by Patzer.
You really can't
ball.
Bag on that because
no.
You want to go halfway. If it gets by him, you're on third base.
Top of the order now for Adrian Ellsworth. Here's Kyler Kunkel. Geyser struck him out in the first inning. Throw to first. Runner gets back. Sun shining, wind blowing. Yeah, before the game, we had a little sprinkles.
Yeah, and everyone took cover, and some ran to get a sweatshirt or a blanket, and now the sun's back out.
Here's the pitch to Kunkel, the catcher. High for a ball. There is two outs here in the top of the third. No score.
Well, neither team will throw a no-hitter today, so each team has one hit.
I think that's wrong on the scoreboard, yeah.
There
goes the runner. Here's the pitch, the throw from Weber. It's high, and he's safe.
Yeah, it was a quick throw. It got there beforehand, but it was way high.
So, base runner in scoring position for Adrian Ellsworth with two outs here in the top of the third. Kunkel. Oh,
yeah, 1-1.
Kunkel with a 1-1 count on him. Geyser from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Well, this is where you get a little nervous. It appears to be going to be a tight pitcher's duel, and you don't want to give up that first run, but they have a chance here with an RBI.
Big pitch here for Dillon Geyser. 1-ball, 2-strike count on Kunkel. Runner on second for the Dragons. Geyser checks his runner at second. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Oh, that was low.
Wasn't low by much.
No, I thought it was a strike. Hey, there's Peyton Sachs. Going to be at State Golf next week for Lock Pearl Valley.
I feel honored to be in her midst.
Got to point that out.
I just won't take her on a golf.
2-2 count. Geyser delivers. Just missed for ball three. Man, those are close.
Helen, I thought maybe caught the edge, but the height's so well up here because we're way above. We're up in the press.
Yeah, a little different than Saturday.
Yes. Saturday, we're at ground level. We could tell the height really easy.
Full count pitch. Two outs. Runner on second for Adrian. Here's the full count pitch and a ground ball fouled on the third baseline.
Alive.
Little drama here in the third inning.
That's right. Well, you don't get many chances for RBIs in those tight games. You want to come through when you can. And for Dylan, you're looking to throw your best pitch. First is open, so you throw your best pitch, try to get him swinging and missing.
Conco, set, full count pitch. Ground ball, timing, backhands it, throws the first. Got him!
No, nobody's home. Nobody's home.
And nobody's home, and a run's going to score for Adrian. A run's going to score for Adrian.
So he fielded that cleanly on one hop and threw it in the dirt. Mortensen almost dug it out. And Landon Weber is doing exactly what he's supposed to. He has to back up that play to prevent the runner from scoring from second. And Dylan Geyser forgot to cover home. We got a courtesy runner number six for the catcher. So that'll go down as a run.
E6?
Or E6, yeah. Allows that runner to score the first run of the game. An unearned run.
That was unfortunate for Lacapral Valley.
Well, heads up base running, that guy, you know, you can think, well, it's going to be an easy out at first, but he was sprinting all the way around, did not hesitate, rounded third, and kept going to home.
All right, runner on first, and here's Travis Weiss, the pitch. Strike call. Yeah, that was a good heads up base run in there by the, what was his name, Charger?
Charger.
He
charged around third. We got Jesse Bowlerman is now running for the catcher, and there he goes.
There's swing and a pitch. Here's the throw from Weber on the second. He's safe. That was close.
That was a good throw, one hopper. Cale Benson was there, caught it, snapped the glove down, and I think the umpire said he got his hand around it. Now he's grabbing his knee.
The runner. Yeah, the Adrian coach is running out there to attend to his player at second base who slid in to second, and he's touching his knee there a little bit, see if he's going to try to walk it off. So Adrian Ellsworth will have a runner on second with two outs. Got a strike to Travis Weiss. Adrian Ellsworth coach thinks he's okay, talks to the base umpire, and they're going to leave him in the game at second base. That was very close.
It's a nice head first slide. He said Cale Benson fielded that off the short hop quickly, tagged him, but he must have got his arm around.
Weiss batting, two outs, the pitch. Oh, there's a right shot to the right field. It's going to drop in there. Here's the runner around third. He's being sent home. Here's the play to the plate. It's way off the mark. Two runs in for Adrian Ellsworth. Or one run in. It's 2-0.
Yeah, it was a clean single. It actually, Cale Benson tracked it down because it was a kind of a short outfield hit there, and he picked it up and he fired it home. But as he was spinning to throw it, Paul, the ball went way away from home plate, allowed the runner to score.
So 2-0 is your new UFP Minnesota score. Adrian Ellsworth leading the Eagles here. Coach Darby Biergon calls timeout, walks out to the mound. I hate when all this kind of stuff happens on two outs.
Well, and you had the ground ball to complete it. And
you know, Kaiming really made a nice backhanded stab at short there.
He did. And he threw it in one hopper, and it just leaked out of the glove of Mortensen. A lot of times you'll see that, especially in major leagues, college ball. They'll throw those one hoppers on a long throw because it's really hard to get it that far in the air, especially in a backhand.
Yeah. All right, so on the throw home, Weiss went to second base. And here's Joe Ray, the second baseman batting. Eagles trying to get this last out here.
Yeah, another opportunity for an RBI for Adrian Ellsworth.
Geyser, the pitch. High for ball.
Well, and this is what we talk about all the time, Paul. As a senior pitcher, you just got to buckle down. It was not your fault. You just try to do your best to minimize the damage here.
1-0 count here to Ray. Throw, a fake throw to second. Geyser did not like the lead that Weiss had.
That's okay. You don't ever have to throw it to second base. So he spun there, They wouldn't have had them anyways, but sometimes you see pitchers throw it out in center field, and you don't want to do that here.
From the stretch, the pitch to Ray. Swing and a miss for strike one.
You know, I thought it was ironic, too, on that play before this. The guy at second, I don't think he knew there was two outs because he was watching it before he took off right away.
One ball, one strike to Joe Ray, the Dragons second baseman batting here with two outs. Here's the pitch from Geiser. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Get out of here and get on the scoreboard.
That was pitch number, what, 42?
42 already, but again, they've got all their relief or pitchers are ready to come in at any time.
See if Geiser can get this third out. One ball, two strikes to Joe Ray. Runner on second, got a huge lead.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Strike three call. Struck him out to end the inning.
The batter did not like that one.
And so two big runs for Adrian Ellsworth there in the third inning on two hits. One Eagle air, and they leave one stranded. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Let's see if the Eagles can respond here, Bart.
Best time is to answer back.
Your UFP Mineral scoreboard. Adrian Ellsworth, 2. Lock Pearl Valley, nothing. Eagles coming to bat here, 3rd.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food. Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out the House of Spirits Facebook page for weekly and daily specials.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at Yankee Field in Milroy. 2-0, Adrian Ellsworth leading Lock Pearl Valley. Eagles are batting here. It's the 8-9-1 batters. Cale Benson batting. 1-1 count to Cale Benson.
Getting 227, no, excuse me, 192 on the year.
There's a foul ball. You know, Cale's got a nice swing, sweet swing like his brother had.
He doesn't hit it particularly hard. He has no extra base hits, but he generally can make contact pretty decent. And on a day like today, that's what you want.
Eagles down 2-0 after the Dragons scored two there in the top of the third. It pitches high for ball two to Benson. Peyton Rademacher on deck for Lock Pearl Valley. And the pitch outside.
Good job.
Full count.
That was outside. Just get runners on. That's all you got to do. Bottom of the order. That's your job.
Section 3A baseball. 3-2 count. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Good job by Colzine to come back and get that strikeout. It was 1-2, then he threw a couple balls there.
One out, here's Peyton Rademacher, the right fielder. And we want to give a shout-out to Peyton's mom, Andrea. Andrea is public with it, and she has cancer. And it's a tough thing for the Rademacher family, and let Andrea know that the whole community is behind her, and
well,
it's a tough thing.
It makes these baseball games seem a little less important.
Yep. And our thoughts and prayers are with Andrea and her family. Here's the pitch to Peyton outside.
He's got that quick breaking ball, and you saw that one. That broke about 6 feet.
Dawson Boy Blackjack baseball team, they went to the concession stand between innings. Look at all the hot dogs.
Starving. Hot dogs and hamburgers. None for us.
Well, a thrill for the Blackjacks, though. You know, in the section championship, they've never been there before.
Well, according to...
1970, maybe. Way back.
Yes.
Peyton batting. 3-1. Top of the order next. And Dylan Kiming, we'll see if Peyton get aboard here. 3-2 three balls, one strike to Rademacher. And the pitch. Ooh, almost hit him, ball four. So Rademacher gets aboard. The Eagles have a base runner for the third inning in a row.
Well, he's a good guy in that nine spot because, you know, his stats, you know, he's not hitting overall real well. I think he's only batting 184, but he gets on base a lot, and that's what you want to do. Now you have the top of the order.
Dylan Keimig got a base hit to start the game, but was thrown out trying to steal second. Strike call right down the middle. Well, that's Paul Zien, the tall right-hander for Adrian. He throws hard. He's got a good fastball at tail.
Yeah, he's got a sneaky fastball and two different curveballs.
Pitch outside.
It broke about 10 feet. It seemed like it started at Dylan and ended up at the concession stand. And I think the umpire just grabbed a hot dog when he was retrieving that ball. Man, that had a lot of break to it.
Rademacher with his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's called strike. High and outside there. But I'm not the umpire.
No, we're not back there. We're in the gear, so.
One ball, one out here in the bottom of the third, 2-0 Adrian. Swing and a miss. Dylan chased a bad ball there.
Yeah, I think he was worried about that outside pitch you just called before, but that one just swept away from him.
That's the third strikeout for Keegan Paul Zien, the Dragon pitcher. And here's Dylan Geiser, the pitcher, left-handed batter.
Well, time to help yourself out.
And the pitch, strike.
That was that quick breaking ball.
Yeah, it was a fast breaking ball, like it dropped off the table.
Almost like a cutter slider type thing. Mariano Rivera out there.
Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Time called. Geiser gets back in the dugout. Dylan struck out in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Back to the backstop for strike two.
You know, Jimmy Presto texted us on Saturday. He said Dawson, they played in the 1970 section finals in Broughton, and it was just one class back then.
Wow.
So they had played in the section championship before, and that's against all of the teams in Minnesota.
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out, high fastball.
Three strikeouts that inning.
Paul Zien's got it going. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Eagles leave Rademacher stranded at first. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning here in Milroy. Your UFP Minnesota score, the Dragons 2, the Eagles nothing, here in Section 3A baseball playoffs. We'll be right back.
Fixin Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Fixin Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Mineota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixinchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixin Chiropractic. They care about you.
We're back here in Milroy. 2-0. Adrian Ellsworth leading Lockerbie Valley. And Adrian coming to bat here in the top of the fourth part. Your thoughts on the game so far?
Well, it's just that one mistake so far that cost us two runs, but, you know, it's still early. It's only the fourth inning. Now, here's something interesting. We talked about it before. Adrian Ellsworth, they had 5 wins in the regular season. They were 5-11. They were the number 60. They beat number 3, Tracy Milroy Ballatin. They lost to RTR. They came back and beat Mineota 6-5, and we know they have a good team. They were the conference champs. They beat MCC 7-0, and then they turned around and beat RTR the second time in the playoffs 4-2 to get to this point. They have 4 playoff wins, and they had 5 in the regular season.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
It's a Cinderella story. Let's hope it ends.
Yeah.
It's midnight.
All right. Here at the top of the fourth inning, we play 7. Adrian leading 2-0. First batter, this is Jaden Russell, the number 4 batter, and a strike called there by Geiser.
Are giving up just 2 hits.
Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike 2. Nice fastball.
He struck Russell out his first time up on a high fastball. We'll see if he remembers that.
Time called.
Batter called time. That's a loud time. At least we knew it. The umpire yelled it out loud.
Who's behind the plate umping?
This is Corey Marcourt.
Adam Fosline coaching the bases here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High for ball.
Good place to put it.
Dylan really has got ahead of the batters here, hasn't he?
He really has. He's done a good job of pitching. It's just that one unfortunate mistake. Otherwise, it would be still at zeros.
1-2 pitch. Oh, ball two. My goodness.
Well, nobody reacted real harshly, so those have got to be right at the shin fence. You know, up here, we can't really tell.
2-2 count. Kizer pitch. There's a high fly ball out of play, drifting foul into the bean field.
Yeah, and those beans look pretty big already. Look at that over there, those beans.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was up in Benson earlier this afternoon, and boy, there's a lot of water standing in the fields around the Benson-Appleton area. 2-2 count. The pitch. High for ball three.
And one nice thing about this park, we talked about it, where they have the at-bat on the scoreboard, they don't put up the number of the hitter, they put up how many pitches. So he's at 49 pitches right now, so it's easy for us to see.
Full count. Here to Russell, the pitch. There's a shot down the left field, and Davis giving chase, and it is foul.
It was long gone, but well foul. That was a hard hit ball again. On a calm day, that's probably another home run for Adrian, but with that wind, it's just going to push it way foul.
That was a home run.
That was.
With no wind.
Well, that one we could clearly see was a foul ball.
Yeah, that's
that landed 50 feet to the left of the
Geyser's full count pitch. Great save! Struck him out!
That was nice. Not sure why the batter didn't go after that. That was right down the middle, and I think he's upset with himself.
Well, Geyser had him 0-2, ran a full count and a foul ball, and then struck him out.
That's six on the day now so far, Paul. Come ready to pitch.
Is number 13, Reese Morrison, the first baseman.
He's really hunched over, isn't he?
Strike called to Morrison. He struck out in the second inning. Next pitch by Dylan Geyser in the windup, and the delivery is low for a ball.
And it's okay to pitch outside today in a right-handed hitter because they're really not going to have a lot of power to the right side with that wind blowing still strong.
1-1 count. There's a shot foul for strike two.
Yeah, you just kind of...
Well, you got. I love section softball playoffs, baseball playoffs. Three teams left in section baseball.
Well, everyone's dream is still alive.
Pitch inside. Oh, he strung at a bad pitcher, didn't he?
Yeah, it looked like it was almost like a two-seam fastball that really rode in on the hitter. It started on the inside part of the plate, ended up by his hands and shoulders, and he swung and missed.
Here's the eighth grader, Caleb Wolf.
Seven Ks now for Geyser.
Caleb Wolf batting. And the pitch with two outs. Hits one to the right field, and that's going to be a base hit. Rademacher will field it and get it back in. So there's the third hit of the game for Adrian Ellsworth.
That's a good piece of hitting. A little bit outside, he went with it. Nice line drive over the second baseman's head.
Here's Matt Geister. The third baseman, he struck out in the third.
That Darby Bjorgan's wife, Dawn, is unable to be here. She's with Hattie. They're playing softball over in Watson, so I'm glad she's listening. Good luck to Hattie, but better luck to the Eagles. Let's hope it turns around.
Here's a pitch foul ball by Geister. Yeah, we appreciate everybody tuning in to 92.1 FM and also listening online. A lot of people listening today. Appreciate that. 0-1 count. Runner on first has a lead. And the pitch. There's a ground ball. Hit the timing. Got short. Unders hands it to second to Cale Benson. And they got the third out.
Right.
So for Adrian Ellsworth in the top of the fourth, no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base, right?
Yep, this guy would have ran first.
Yep. And so your UFP Mineo score, Adrian Ellsworth 2. Lockapaw Valley, nothing, with the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back.
Head to your local Toro dealer, Doug's Service and Marine in Cami, during the Toro Spring Sales event for incredible savings on select Toro zero-turn mowers. Get up to $500 off on select Time Cutter and Titan Zero Turns, or choose one of the amazing financing offers. When it comes to taking care of your acreage, there's nothing like the MyRide suspension that lets you float above the bumps and rough terrain. Visit Doug's Service and Marine in Canby today for the best sales, service, and expert advice around. Toro, count on it. Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
Here we go, bottom of the fourth. The Eagles have some work to do, Bart. They're down 2-0.
Yeah, still a lot of time left. They have four at-bats left in this game, so nothing to worry about. It just starts to get that first run across.
Shout out to Amanda Kells. Amanda's listening.
There are a lot of great listeners out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Here's, who do we got? Mortensen batting. Caden Mortensen, Davis Patzer, Caden Molin.
Looks like Polzine's using that sweeping curveball a little more now here in the middle innings.
And Polzine wind up in the pitch, and there's a hard hit ball right over the head of Coach Bjergon.
Yeah.
That's why you could be paying attention when you're coaching, right?
You do, and sometimes I'm too poor to pay attention, Paul. But, boy, he jumped there, and I think he's cleaning out his shorts a little bit there. That was a close one.
You ever get hit coaching third?
I've gotten hit once, and that was once too many. It hurt. I ducked.
Here's a 1-1 pitch to Mortensen high for ball two. Boy, the wind's picked up again.
Yeah, you get those gusts and stuff. And
two balls, one strike to Caden Mortensen, who flied out to Jennigas in the center field. And he swings at that one, falls it back for strike two. 2-2 to Mortensen.
Yeah, Jennings made a nice catch on that. He had to run straight up and made an even better catch on Landon Weber's.
Oh, the cops are pulling somebody over there on the highway. See that?
Oh, I do.
Pull them over. And the pitch. There's a foul. Ground ball hit the second. Ray slowly. Now the pitcher comes over and they're not going to make a play. The Eagles have a base runner.
Yeah, I think they're going to give that a hit. What did you call it? Yep.
Going to give it a hit.
They're going to give it a base hit. I'm glad.
What happened there?
Well, the second baseman was way deep, I think playing a more to pull, and it was just a dribbler that went past the pitcher. He tried to pick it up and do a quick throw, but he went down to his knees, and he just couldn't get a handle of it.
So Lacaparral Valley gets their leadoff batter on base. They're down 2-0. That was the third hit of the game for the Eagles. And here's Davis Patzer. Adrian wanted a new baseball. Must have scuffed that one up.
And Amanda Kraft listening. Of course, her brother's played for the Eagles. And for Rosen now.
Kells?
Kraft.
Amanda Kraft. Okay. Here's the pitch, and the bounce gets by the catcher, and there goes Mortensen down to second base.
All it takes is just a little spark.
So the Eagles down 2-0, with Patzer batting. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Good opportunity here for Lacaparral Valley. Polzine, the pitch to Patzer. It's high for a ball two.
Well, you saw what happened. You know, we had that first error and kind of got a little flustered, and we'll see how Polzine here handles it.
Come on, Davis. Let's see what he can do. Here's the pitch outside for ball three. Now time is being called. The catcher, Kunkel, wants to talk with his pitcher. Coach Darby Bjergon comes over to talk to Patzer.
He's just telling him, what do you think about this pitch? You know, if he does walk him, you got two guys on, and your big number five hitter up to the plate, so a lot of things can happen. But
all right, the conferences are over. Everybody's back in place. Pats are into the batter's box. And at second base is Caden Mortensen with nobody out. 3-0 count to Patzer. Caden Molden waiting on deck. Polzine's pitch. And it's a strike on 3-0. So Davis will be swinging away here.
Yeah, he gets that 3-1 fastball. He hit it really hard last time, went right to the shortstop, though.
Here's the pitch. High for ball four. Eagles have runners on first and second. Nobody out. Nobody out. And here's Caden Molden.
He got hit by a pitch his last time up.
3-0-5 down the right field line. Come on, Caden.
If he can hit one today, that is a man shot because we got a strong wind blowing in from right field. But, you know, he's also got power to left field.
He's going to bunt. He pulls. Strike called. Was he going to bunt?
Well, he attempted that and pulled the bat back. It could have been a fake bunt just to see what the defense is doing. Third baseman's way back, though. You look at that. If he could put it down third baseline, that's going to be
runners have their lead on first and second. Molden pops it up left side of the field, and it's going to go out of play.
Yeah, just drifted too much. Normally it would have been a fly ball to left fielder.
So Caden's up behind 0-2.
Yeah. You know, if he would have laid down a bunt, if he would have tried it, laid it down third baseline, he could probably get a hit out of that because that third baseman is way back. But he won't be bunting now with two strikes.
Big pitch here for Pauline. 0-2 count to Caden Molden. The pitch outside and then gets away from the catcher. Runners are going to try to advance. Here's the throw to third, not in time. And the runners advance to second and third.
That was pure heads-up base running by Caden Mortensen. Because that ball got about 3 feet from the catcher, and as soon as it went in the dirt, he had a great secondary, didn't hesitate. And now you got a chance to tie it up with a hit.
Folks, there's nobody out. Great opportunity here for Lacapaw Valley, down 2-0, runners on second and third. Caden Moulton, one ball, two strikes.
Just get a hard single through the right side, and you're going to tie this game up. Excellent speed.
First baseman's up on the grass. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
That was an outside fastball. You know, he threw him a couple of those curveballs that broke in towards a left-handed hitter that time. It was just a fastball, leaked a little bit outside, and he swung and missed.
One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Your UFC Mini-Oto score, Adrian Ellsworth 2, Lacapaw Valley nothing, but the Eagles are threatening here in the bottom of the second inning.
Again, T.J. Mitchell's had a hot playoff so far.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Colzine's rearing back on these. He's blazing fastball there.
Well, sometimes you get an out, you get a little bit of pep in your step. And
the pitch. Strike two call to TJ. 0-2 count.
Now he's got that corner working for him.
Caden Mortensen at third base. Davis Patzer at second base. Colzine's pissed to TJ. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline.
He did a nice piece of hitting. He chokes up, if you can see that, Paul. And then that ball is a little bit outside. Might have been a little high, but he fought it off. If he hits the ground ball to the right side, it's going to be for sure a run.
Big at-bat in this ball game. T.J. Mitchell at the plate. 0-2 count to Mitchell. The pitch from Paul Zine outside. Good eye, ball one.
Now, that was that big sweeping curveball again. A couple of the Eagles go down swinging on that.
Mortensen with his lead at third. Patzer's got a huge lead at second. There's a ground ball. Hit the second base. Ray fields it, throws the first, but a run scores. A run scores for the Eagles, and it's 2-1.
Excellent job. And we talked about that. He choked up. He did not swing very hard. A little bit outside. He put the ball in play, and the result is a run.
It's 2-1. Nice at-bat there by TJ.
Well, now you think about how big that was for Caden Mortensen to go on that short little wild pitch to get to third and allow himself a chance to score.
There's Landon Weber, the Eagle catcher. He flied out to center field and is only at-bat in the game.
Come on, he had a bullet his last time up.
Pitches outside for a ball. Patzer's at third base representing the tying run.
He's got good speed, so if it's any kind of wild pitch, you're going to see him go. It's a big jump. They're not holding him anyways with two outs. But
Pauline's pitch to Weber right down the middle for a strike. One ball, one strike to Landon Weber. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pauline's pitch. Pop foul for strike two.
Good cut on there. Didn't watch that outside pitch. Hit it to the right side. There's a big hole between first and second.
Big pitch for Pauline coming up here. Adrian Ellsworth leading 2-1, two outs. Patzer at third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base. Steps off his glove. The Eagles tie it up. We're tied up 2-2.
Wow.
Landon Weber, a hard hit ball to third.
It just was a one hopper to the third baseman, and he just dropped it. He just dropped it.
That's an error?
Yes.
Okay.
Timeout's
called. Adrian Ellsworth walking out. Coach going out to talk with his pitcher. So the Eagles have tied it up here with two outs.
That all started with that little dribbler pass to the pitcher. You know, if he fields that, none of this happens. And just like us, they had a chance to get out of the inning, and an error allowed it to extend.
2-2 is your UFB Mini-Oto score. And Adrian Coach now walking back to the first base dugout after talking with his pitcher. Well, Zane was really upset. You could talk. Yeah. I was watching him. He wasn't happy.
Well, it was you couldn't have got a better ground ball. It was a one hopper that went right about to his waist, and he just dropped it.
Landon Weber at first base. There's two outs. We're tied up. And here's Cale Benson. Swing and a miss by Cale for strike one.
Dexter Koloff is a courtesy runner. I've seen him steal bases before.
The pitch, high for a ball. Who's the pinch runner?
Baxter Koloff.
Baxter Koloff, okay.
It's Cale's job just to keep this going, keep it alive. Give Peyton Rademacher a chance.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 count, Cale Benson. Strike two call. Folks, we got a ball game. Section playoffs. The winner moves on. The loser's done for the year. 1-2 pitch. Inside, gets away from the catcher. Collis on his way to second.
Another runner in scoring position. Well, I think, you know, we've got to give that a pass ball. I really believe the catcher should have had that one there.
I think so, too.
It just he kind of was a little lazy. He went off his glove. It was not in the dirt. They're not helping out their pitcher today. I'm sure he's getting a little frustrated.
2-2 count, two outs. Pitch outside for ball three. Good eye there by Benson.
Really going to be. The other thing is with these errors in plays, now his pitch count is at 67. You know, that's going to come into play as well.
Full count pitch coming to Cale Benson. The pitch outside, ball four. Runner on first and second for Lacapaw Valley here in the bottom of the fourth. And here's Peyton Rademacher.
Again, hitting-wise, average, it's not that high, 184, but he gets on base.
Come on,
hit a lot, and he draws walks, Paul.
Come on, Peyton. Runners on first and second. The pitch to Peyton. Oh, he hits him!
There we go. What did we say?
Oh, man, right in the thigh.
Yeah, that was a no-doubter.
Did you call that? Did you call that?
Well, I've seen it happen a lot.
Ooh, we might have a pitching change here.
We might have a pitching change, correct.
Adrian Coach comes out of the dugout. And the runner bases are loaded for Lacapaw Valley. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth.
Well, things have gone awry for the Dragons.
And Joel Kruger, the coach, leave the pitcher in there, it looks like. Dragons just trying to get that last out here.
Yeah, I got one in the first and one in this.
How big a bat is this going to be for Dylan Keimig with the bases loaded?
Well, he's been a little frustrated with his at-bats, but you know what? Doesn't matter now. This is the biggest bat of his season.
Well, they're going to leave Paul Zien in there. Here's the pitch to Keimig. Called it a strike.
Yeah, that's that big sweeping curveball. I can't even tell when it crosses the plate.
Weber at third, Benson at second, Rademacher at first. Two outs.
Hit him!
And the Eagles lead 3-2!
And he is really upset. He was yelling at the coach for some reason. That's not the coach's fault. And that will be it for him. Maybe he didn't want to pitch to this last guy. Who knows?
So a hits batsman, Keimig hit by the pitch. That was the second hits batsman in this inning.
Yeah, two in a row.
And he hands over the pitching duties to number one. So we got a pitching change. We'll take a quick break. The Eagles lead 3-2. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number two diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320 698 7151. They are located at 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison.
All right. Bases remain loaded for Acapulco Valley. They lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Dylan Geiser batting with the bases loaded, Bart.
This is a big
at-bat. The pitcher, the shot down the left field line, out, foul out of play.
This is a big at-bat for both the Dragons and the Eagles. A hit here, now you're feeling a little more comfortable.
Eagles were down 2-0 starting this inning. They've scored 3 runs. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to first base. He fields it, and the first baseman runs to the bag and gets the out. That ends the inning. But what a big inning for Acapulco Valley.
3 runs, all with 2 outs.
And your new UFP video score, Acapulco Valley 3, Adrian Ellsworth 2. The Dragons coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see your provider from the comfort of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Milroy, Section 3A Baseball Playoffs. What a game it's been. Eagles put up 3 runs last inning, Bart.
Yep, Adrian had a chance to get out of the inning with no damage, and the third baseman, kind of lackadaisical, threw that one away, allowed us to keep the inning alive, get 300 runs, and for Adrian, they got 200 runs. So,
your UFP Minio score, Acapulco Valley 3, Adrian Ellsworth 2. The Dragons batting here in the top of the fifth. Dylan Geiser doing a great job on the mound. I think he's got, 7 strikeouts through 4 innings.
Yep.
And here's Keegan Pauline now playing shortstop.
Yeah, Dylan's just given up the 3 hits, all singles.
Here's the pitch to Pauline. There's a ground ball, hit the third. Brock Fearnow, foul ball. Home plate umpire said right away, foul ball.
He did. And their coach didn't argue. It hit in fair, but when it crossed over third base, it was foul. You could see where Brock Bjornhild was. His glove was over the foul line, and it went wide of that. So, easy call by the home plate umpire.
1 strike to Pauline. Geiser winds up, and the pitch high for a ball. Wind continuing to blow here in Milroy. What's new? I think it's been the windiest spring / summer so far that I've seen. The wind blows every day 40 miles an hour with rain. 1-1 pitch to Pauline. Strike call.
Went outside. Yeah, it's either windy or it rains or it's windy and raining.
The winner of this game tonight will play tomorrow night against Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks, in the Section 3A championship game. Pitch is high for ball 2. Site to be determined. I'm guessing whoever wins here, then they'll decide where to play.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be at the Irish Yard, but I could be wrong on that. We'll see.
2-2 count. There's a pop-up right side over the grandstand, foul.
I guess it would make more sense to move it to Granite Hall.
Granite, if Acapulco would win, yep.
Yep.
You would think.
Yeah, so I guess I shouldn't say it's going to be here.
2-2 count. Geiser's delivers, swing and a miss, struck Pauline out.
Number 8, I think, for him.
Yep, strikeout number 8 for Dylan Geiser. 1 out here in the top of the fifth. Brings up the number 9 batter, Jack Jennigas.
6. I got 7 strikes. Missing one.
Here's the pitch to Jennigas. Swing and a miss for strike 1.
Still, yep.
Dylan, looking good tonight.
Well,
you look comfortable.
Now you get
there.
Three runs, you get a lead. He's you can see he's just excited now.
Next pitch, there's a ground ball, hits the Kymick, backhands of that short.
Whoa!
And goes to the back.
And
rounding first.
He's going to be
now
dead.
He throws the second. He's out by a mile.
And the first base coach is not happy. The ball went way high. It hit the dugout. They're going to talk about this, though. It hit the dugout and bounced right off and came right back to Caden Mortensen.
Well, Kymick's throw to first was like a mile high.
Yeah, it hit the top ledge of the dugout. And now they're not. They're going to say it's okay.
So what are you saying?
It's got to go in the dugout.
Okay.
So
it hit the dugout or the fencing there and then bounced back in the grass.
It's kind of the overhang of the dugout, bounced right back to
Mortensen. Who threw that? Was that Weber?
Mortensen threw it down.
Okay.
So
he got the runner, Jenicus, trying to get to second base, and he was out by 5 feet.
He gets on an air, but then he gets thrown out 3-6 trying to advance.
All right, it's the top of the order, Kyler Kunkel. Should be two outs, right?
Correct, two down.
Two down. Here's the pitch to Kunkel, ground ball. Hands it again, makes a throw, one hopper, not in time. Nice stop, though, by Kymick.
Yeah, he dove to stop that, and then he got up and kind of slipped just a little bit. Otherwise, he would have had him out.
Kymick's getting a workout, that shortstop, though.
He is. And that just goes out. I mean, that turns out that play before that was really huge because, you know.
Could have had a runner on second.
First and second.
Possibly.
And just one out. We've got two outs.
Two outs here in the bottom.
Outs, correct.
Yeah. Here's the batter. Pitch high to Travis Weiss.
Yep. He singled his last time up and flew out to, popped up to the shortstop.
Runner at first base is Kunkel. Geyser from his stretch. Throw over to first. And Kunkel gets back.
Did not have a very big lead over there.
Gets
probably
that
two steps as well.
Gets that bright yellow jersey all dirty. Two outs. Eagles lead 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. Jagan's batting. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. Weber's throw to second. He is out. Weber throws him out trying to steal second.
Nice play. Nice tag by Cale Benson at second base. Boy, what a difference the momentum is now. Eagles are flying into the dugout. The crowd is excited.
Eagles, your UFP Mineo score going to the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles coming to bat. They lead 3-2. We'll be back with more section playoffs after this.
Tenson Marine in Raymond. For all your boating needs, check out Tenson Marine. They have a large inventory of Sylvan and Sun Chaser pontoons, along with Starcraft, Smoker Craft, and Sylvan fishing boats and trailers. And don't forget the Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors. Tenson Marine has good used boats as well. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 8:30 to 3. That's Tenson Marine, located in Raymond, Minnesota.
STURDIVANCE, come and see STURDIVANCE. Have it. Auto parts is what we do. We got more than that for you. Friendly folks to make you smile. You know we go that extra mile. Come inside, it's clean and bright. We got the way to treat you right. STURDIVANCE, come and see STURDIVANCE. Have it.
Sturdivant's Auto Supply, located downtown Canby. They're your headquarters for auto, truck, tractor parts, machine shop service.
All right, we're back here. Paul Ramo here and Bart Hill, or what are we at? Bottom of the fifth, Bart?
We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here.
3-2, Eagles lead.
Stage that nice two-out rally, scored three runs in the last inning.
Travis Weiss came in relief. Last time, here's a pitch to Mortensen. He pops it up down the right field line, out of play.
Yeah, he started that rally with that infield hit, went right past the pitcher. He couldn't pick it up in time to throw him out. And then a walk to passer after two outs. They had a big error. Another walk, couple hit batters, and suddenly the Eagles have a 3-2 lead.
Everything's on the line, folks. There's a curveball in there for a strike.
Got a nice curveball, too.
Two strikes to Caden Mortensen. First batter here in the bottom of the fifth. Weiss delivers. There's a high fly ball left field. Left fielder going over. That's Weiss, and goes out of play.
Yeah, it's well out of play. Kind of fun to watch to see how far those fall balls go when they...
When the wind picks it up?
Yeah.
Here's the next pitch, high for ball. 1-2 to Caden, who came around to score last inning. That knocked their starting pitcher out, Paulzine. There's a ground ball foul right by Coach Darby Bjergon. Darby, I think Darby was a little nervous when he was up here talking to me before the game.
Well, you get the elimination game, you never know if this is it or not.
Next pitch, high for a ball. Good at bat here so far for Cade Mortensen.
We've seen a number of like Parle guys who might be down 1-2 or 0-2 and they fight off some pitches.
Weiss delivers. Swing and a miss, struck him out. First strikeout for relief. One out, and it brings up Davis Patzer. Three-sport athlete at La Caprile Valley, football, basketball, and baseball. We pitch, swung on, fall back to the backstop. Well, you'd be with us tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, the Blackjack Baseball Section 3A Championship. Who the Blackjack's going to play?
Yeah, first time since 1970 that they've been in the section championship game.
1-1 count. The pitch swing and a miss. Big cut there by Patzer.
Yeah, a little more normal of a delivery for Weiss, and it looks like his fastball might be just a little bit faster than Paulzine's.
1-2 pitch. Ooh, ball two. And Ellsworth fans wanted a strike.
They sounded just like you. They all going, ooh.
That looked good. Come up here. 2-2 pitch. No. Ball strike three.
That was right down the middle.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Weiss.
No doubt about that one.
Two outs. And here's Caden Molden. Caden's a big boy, isn't he?
Yep. He got hit by a pitch his first time out.
Oh, yeah.
Struck out his second time up. Two outs. Just get on base. See if you can get a two-out rally. Worked last time.
The pitch to Caden. A little off-speed pitch there.
Yeah. Nice little change up there. Try to get him to go fish. I'd like to see him take that outside pitch over to left field.
Next pitch high for ball two.
And he's got good speed, so if he can get on base, definitely would think about stealing.
Can the Eagles hold on to the lead here or add to it? Play the Blackjacks. Wouldn't that be something tomorrow? Next pitch. Ooh, he held off on it for a ball. 3-0 to Caden Molden.
Well, now he's going to watch a pitch for sure.
3-0 count to Caden Molden. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Called strike one.
Yeah. In an RBI situation, but him and Davis Patzer lead the team in RBIs this year.
Oh, they do. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ball four. I think Caden's been on. No, he struck out last game. Okay. Walk. Eagles have a base runner with two outs. They did that last. Scored some runs with two outs last time.
Right. We'll see if Coach Bjergon sends him on this first or second pitch. Gets a good lead over there, and he's leaning. We'll see.
T.J. Mitchell batting. There's the pitch to T.J. It's low for a ball.
T.J. has had two ground balls, one to the pitcher, one to the second baseman. But that one was big. It scored a run.
It did.
It was an out, but it got a run in.
Caden Molden with his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop. Fields it. Underhands to the second and forces Molden out at second base. That'll end the inning for La Caprile Valley in the bottom of the fifth. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Your UFP Minnesota score, La Caprile Valley 3, Adrian Ellsworth 2. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Milroy. We'll be right back.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, folks, we got a ball game here. Section 3A baseball playoffs. Lacaparle Valley leading Adrian Ellsworth 3-2. The Dragons are batting here in the top of the sixth. I'm looking the positive way. The Eagles need six outs.
Six outs to go. That last one's always the hardest, but we know now it's getting closer to the end.
2, 3, and 4 batters for Adrian to face Dylan Geiser. Here's the first pitch, and he pops it up in the infield. Geiser off the mound. Now in the mound. Wow. Foul makes the catch.
Wow.
Dylan Geiser.
That was looked like it was going to be a pop-up over his head, so he went down, backpedaled, and then the wind took it back, so he had to run up the hill, down the hill. He buckled his knees and still made the catch.
It was a circus catch for the pitcher, Dylan Geiser.
Wow, and no clowning around. That was awesome.
That, you know, here's the pitch, ground ball. Brock Bjornell at third, makes a strong throw to first, for the out. Bjornell, the third baseman, a one-hopper.
Yeah, I think we got two pitchers and two outs here.
That last catch by Geiser, you know, you're looking up and you're running, and then you feel yourself go up the mound and down the mound.
And then you have to come back up the mound and then back down the mound.
And then he falls down as he's making the catch.
Yeah, and still hung on. That's off. Wow, that is a play.
It might be an egg plus cooperative play of the game.
We've got a couple now that we can choose from.
Here's Jaden Russell batting, strike. Blake Dillon can get out of here with just throwing three or four pitches.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just really confident right now. You can just see it in his demeanor on the mound.
Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Russell batting, and the pitch. And that's high for a ball. 1-1 count to Jaden Russell, the right fielder. Yeah, struck out twice in the game.
Now we're down to full. Knock on wood.
1-1 pitch. Strike two. Home plate umpire, Mark Cord, he's decisive right away.
Yes, he is. You know whether it's a ball or a strike for sure.
Big pitch here for Geiser with two outs. One ball, two strike count to Russell. Dylan working with the windup and the pitch. Outside, nice stop by Landon Weber, the catcher. He's an outstanding catcher, Landon Weber.
Yeah, he blocks lot of balls.
He's tough. Geiser will try it all over. 2-2 count, two outs. Pop foul on a play. He golfed that one.
It's a 400-foot foul ball, you know, maybe farther.
That looked like my golf swing.
I think it's on its way to Tracy.
Tracy, that way?
It's that way somewhere.
Okay. Geiser's 2-2 pitch here to Jaden Russell. Wind up in the pitch. High for ball three. We've got full count.
Well, his job is just to keep him off the base paths in a one-run game. There's two outs, though. 77 pitches for Geiser.
Here's the pitch. Swing, he see, he went around. Yes, he did.
Yes,
strikeout. Listen to the Lacaparle Valley fans.
Add another run and get three outs.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the sixth. The Eagles lead 3-2 in section baseball playoffs. We'll be right back.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
Folks, we're in the bottom of the sixth. La Caparo Valley leading Adrian Ellsworth 3-2 in this Section 3 elimination game. Fun game, Bart.
It is a fun game. It was just kind of a little stressful couple innings, one for each team. And, you know, the bottom of the sixth here with a one-run game, Eagles get another run. Seems like that could be really huge, Paul.
7, 8, and 9 better. Nice to get a couple insurance runs here.
Yes, it would.
With a one-run lead, here's Weiss's pitch to Landon Weber. It's a strike.
He's done a nice job coming in. He's faced four batters, gotten three of them out, two with a strikeout.
Next pitch. There's a golf popped up left field. Weiss, Dana Reese underneath it, the left fielder, and makes the catch. He was fighting the wind.
Yeah. So it sits so high. You had plenty of time to get underneath it, though.
One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Eagles with a one-run lead. Can they hang on here? Adrian comes to bat in the top of the seventh. Or Eagles are three outs away from playing Dawson Boyd tomorrow night. There's a strike called to Benson. A lot of baseball, though. Dale Benson. Weiss in his windup, the pitch. Woo. Got a hot rod going down the highway. I don't can hear that in the background. Who's that? Next pitch. Swing and a miss by Kale. Strike two to Kale Benson.
He's been on once. Dayton Rademacher on deck. He's been on twice. Bottom of the order doing the job.
Next pitch. Strike three called. Two outs.
Yeah.
There's Peyton Rademacher. Peyton's been on the base both times.
Well, I keep telling you, he doesn't always hit for average, but he finds a way to get on.
Yeah, he finds a way to get on.
He gets the hits, but it's into his body.
Oh.
Hit on the hip, hit on the shoulder, hit on the back.
Is he a Cole Bungarden?
Yeah, he is.
Cole it was hit by more pitches? Did he hold the record?
I think he still has the record for getting hit.
I remember that when Cole was playing. I mean, he was got hit by a pitch most of every game.
Seemed like every game, yeah.
All right, here's the pitch. It's a strike to number one, Peyton Rademacher. Peyton was hit by a pitch in the third inning. Weiss delivery, swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count to Rademacher.
We only have two hits so far, so it's a good time to get the third.
Oh, look at the gust of wind there. 0-2 count, and he pops it up.
Could be trouble.
Shortstop, Paul Zien going back. Left fielder comes in. Weiss, and he'll make the catch. That's a 1-2-3 inning.
Now that really drifted over.
Well, folks.
Here we go.
Don't go away. Adrian coming to bat here in the top of the seventh. The Eagles three outs away from playing Dawson Boyd in the section championship tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 344-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Caddox Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddox Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
We're back. It's the top of the seventh inning, Section 3A baseball playoffs. The Eagles have a one-run lead, 3-2. They're three outs away, Bart.
Yeah, guys are doing a great job. 9 strikeouts so far, no walks, and you don't want to start now with your first walk.
Here's the first pitch to Reese Morrison. It's a ball.
Giving up just the 2 unearned runs so far. Excellent job by Dylan Geiser.
It's a 6, 7, and 8 batter.
Five.
5, 6, and 7 batters for Adrian. There's a strike called.
Well, that's why you got your senior on the mound there. Plenty of experience. Been throwing since a ninth grader on the varsity.
1-1 pitch to Reese Morrison. He struck out twice in the game. Pitches high for a ball. 2-1. Line scores read, Lockapaw 3 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors. Adrian two runs on four hits and one error. There's a ground ball. It's a little chopper foul towards the third base dugout.
That would have been a tough play for Bjornhild had that stayed fair, because it was only going to end up probably halfway down the line, but it was a foul.
Two balls, two strikes to Russell. First batter here in the top of the seventh. Geiser in his windup. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three! He struck him out!
Down looking. 10 Ks now in the day for Dylan Geiser.
Here's Caleb Wolf, an eighth grade designated hitter. He made contact. He got a base hit last
day. He had that hard line drive over Cale Benson last time.
Eagles two outs away. The pitch, high pop up, center field, T.J. Mitchell. Passer coming over, makes the running catch, Davis Passer!
Yeah, that wind carried it right to Davis. He got a good jump on the ball, did not hesitate, nice grab. One out to go.
Matt Geister batting.
They're going to have a pinch hitter now, number six.
Oh, number six.
Now batting, number six, Jesse Bollerman.
Jesse Bollerman, okay. Two outs, top of the seventh. Eagles with a run, one-run lead.
A lot of pressure for Bollerman coming in as a pinch hitter, knowing that you're down to your last out on your season.
Here we go, folks. Acaparo Valley, one out away from playing the Blackjacks tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. It's a strike call.
All right, Dillon's looked good this inning. Just keep pounding that strike zone. Pitch count is not an issue.
Eagles lead 3-2. Two outs. Geiser pitching a whale of a game. Here's the windup and the pitch to Bollerman. Ground ball is right side. Cale Benson fields it. Throws the first, and he's out, and the Eagles will play the Blackjacks in the section championship game tomorrow night. Woo! How about that?
1-2-3 in the seventh, 1-2-3 in the sixth. So, nice job, Dylan Geiser. Congratulations. Wow! It's going to be an all-Lackapaw County championship game tomorrow. We'll let you know as soon as we find out where that site is going to be.
Amazing! How about baseball in Lackapaw Valley is alive and well, folks. The Eagles win it 3-2. We'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll have the Neon Needles post-game show coming up after this.
Larson Tiling is one of the oldest tiling construction companies in the state of Minnesota, founded by the Larson brothers in 1947. A company based on honesty, integrity, and perfection. A job done right. Larson Tiling isn't the largest ag drainage company in the state of Minnesota, but at Larson Tiling, they feel they're the best at what they do, using the latest technologies, equipment, and best employees. Larson Tiling is continuing to expand its size, coverage area, and workforce of quality employees. Stop by and talk with Doug about all the best. Become part of the team and apply now. Call or text Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling, 320-226-1380. That's 320-226-1380.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton. After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 11, and close Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
Service isn't about never having an outage, technical issue, or a problem. It's about how you respond. Quickly and effectively is how MBTV Wireless Internet strives to put our members first. We work hard to keep you connected by monitoring our network 24/7. MBTV Wireless technicians respond quickly to get you and your family back online. Check out MBTVWireless.com.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability in over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Bart Hill. The Eagles advance to the Section 3A championship game as they beat Adrian Ellsworth by a score of 3-2, Bart.
Yeah, line scores for the Eagles, 3 runs on just 2 hits. They committed 2 errors for the Dragons, 2 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. And our 2 hits, Dylan Kimig led off the game, or led off our game with a single, and we had one hit the rest of the way, but it doesn't matter because we had one more run in the opponent.
That's right.
And that's why we're advancing to the championship game.
And what a job the Eagles pitcher did, Dylan Geiser. A tremendous effort by Dylan here.
Yeah, he's a Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Dylan Geiser, complete game victory, 7 innings, 10 Ks, 0 walks, 2 unearned runs. What a performance. And we've got Dylan with us. Talk about your pitching tonight, Dylan.
After all the other games I've pitched, I've learned to mix it up more, you know, find the zone, try not to walk as many. I mean, today I had 0, but just mixing up the pitches, you know, bringing the fastball off speed and then pitching some guys backwards who are just hunting fastball first pitch.
Yeah, and with the wind blowing straight in from right field, you know, your job is just to throw strikes because it's going to be hard to get hits, especially extra base hits, and you just held them to all singles.
Yeah, the wind helped a lot. I mean, my four-seam fastball is tailing like a two-seam. My two-seam that I just started throwing is moving a lot more, and then my changeup was pretty good today. So,
was the wind a factor out there?
Oh, it helped a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, pitching, it moved a lot. Died my changeup down a little bit more and made it move to make the hitters not touch it. So I helped a lot.
10 strikeouts, no walks.
That
keeps
that is great.
You don't want to walk, right?
Yeah, had a couple full count battles, though. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, because I made a comment. Dylan is ahead of the batter, 0-2, 0-2,
yeah,
and then you went full count on him.
Just trying to mix it up, find not throw it down the middle, you know, 0-2, so leads to.
Well, in a tight game, too, you just don't want to put on any free base runners. And you did your job admirably.
Yeah, make the defense work. Like Kimig's throw off the dugout, you know, and got the assist from the dugout. So
yeah, that was awesome.
What's that?
When that one bounced off the dugout and down the second and got that.
Well, that was a big play.
That was huge. Yeah.
Otherwise, he probably would have scored on that next play. Remember, we talked about that.
Yeah. So talk about your play. This is one of the Egg Plus Cooperative plays of the game. We've got two of them. But that little pop-up that looked like it was going back over the pitcher's mound, you backpedaled, then you came forward, then you had to go downhill, all the time looking up, and then your knees buckled, and you still made the catch.
So I ran backwards because it looked like it was going that way. The wind started blowing it in. I was coming in, didn't even look at the mound, so I was just looking at the ball the whole time. I see it spinning back, you know. And then all of a sudden, I'm going down just trying to focus on the ball and catch it.
Well,
thank God I did.
Catch it you did, and that's one of our Egg Plus Cooperative plays of the game. That is not very easy to do, but, you know, you looked about as easy as it could be, considering the circumstances.
It looked pretty funny from up here, Dylan.
it was funny down there, too.
He said it was like a circus.
The infield was laughing, so got everybody
laughing. It's always easier to laugh when you make the catch.
Yeah.
So what's it feel like to play in a section championship game?
Fun. Fun. It's going to be fun.
Against Dawson Boyd, and you know quite a bit of the guys on that team well.
Yep, we've both seen each other really well, so hopefully we can get the win.
How'd you do against them this year? Do you remember?
I think we lost both times.
Okay.
But this one's different. This one's going to be different.
Okay.
This one's for bigger stakes.
Yep.
You know, the nice thing is we were remarking that maybe they were hoping in a way that Adrian would win just because they have to use two of their better pitchers tonight. And we've got a full array of pitchers that can go tomorrow. So
yep. That was also another key factor, is throwing the whole game, you know, not using any other arms.
Yeah, definitely.
And your pitch count was what, in the 70s?
I think it ended up low 80s or something like
that.
But you had plenty of space, you know, and did a great job.
No, you can't pitch tomorrow because of 31. What's the rule for that, 31 pitches?
Well, once you throw 31 or more, then you have to have a day rest.
Okay.
So.
Well, great job, great pitching performance, pretty exciting. The Blackjacks lock. Baseball in Lockhart-Powell County is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely good this year, yes.
Why don't you hand your headset to Coach Biergott, and we'll get you a T-shirt here.
Yeah. Well, he's doing congratulations.
That T-shirt for me?
No.
Oh, okay.
They don't have extra small. So. Hey, congratulations. Wow, those games are just remarkable. They're so tense when it's a one-run game and it's close, and you knew with the win that it probably wasn't going to be a high-scoring game, and it turned out it was not. But just take us through your emotions, your feelings going through that game today.
You know, I got to think, Bart. you know, we got down early, two runs, and that was partially my fault because I had just mentioned, and if you guys remember the play where it was a ground ball to Dylan Kimig at short, and Weber went to back up first base, and I just told our assistant coach, you've got the catcher, I've got the pitcher, and I was too focused on Dylan's play in the hole, and I looked up and I totally forgot. So, and Dylan looked at me and he said, hey, I it's my fault too. I know better than that. But, you know, that's you just get caught up in the moment. But then we kind of relaxed after that. We got a few hits on the board, and we knew we were hitting Paul Zien fairly well. We could pick up his curveball fairly well, and I think he's lived on that for most of his most of the season. So,
well, the key is just to get runners on base, you know, in that inning where you scored your three runs. I think we just had that first infield hit from Caden Mortensen. And after that, there's a walk, a strikeout, a ground out, and then an error, and that allowed you to get to keep your inning alive, and you ended up getting three runs out of that.
Yeah, right on. You have to capitalize on mistakes made by the other team at this point in the season, and all, you know, all season, but especially now to try to put the pressure on and get a few more runs.
That's right. Big win for you, Darby. You get the Blackjacks tomorrow night for the section champion, a trip to the state tournament.
Yeah, the guys are excited. We're all excited. Hopefully our fans are excited. Let's pack the stands wherever that's going to be. We need a big crowd. I know there's travel ball going on.
Like
tonight, my family's not here because they're watching my daughter play softball. And tomorrow night, Rory's got more baseball. So
they need to cancel everything. The only traveling they need to do is to travel wherever the site of this championship game is going to be, because it doesn't happen very often. So cancel all those games, travel, and watch the section championship.
We gave a shout-out to your wife.
I appreciate that.
We did. I had to just remark, you know, one of our other plays of the game, the Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game, is in that fourth inning when you had runners in first and second, there was just that little 3-foot wild pitch that got by the catcher, and Caden Mortensen alertly ran to third base. And why did that turn out to be important? Because on the ground out to second, he scored. And
right
he would not have scored from second.
Right. Yep. No, that was big. We kind of knew that Paul Zien was a curveball pitcher, so we were taking that hard secondary because we thought if there's anything in the dirt, we're going to take advantage of that. And Mork did a wonderful job. I mean, I didn't even look, and he was already halfway there.
Yep.
So he saw that dirt ball early and jumped on it before it even hit the dirt.
That gave you a third run, right?
He was the first run.
That was the
first run.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, big win. Your thoughts on playing the Blackjacks tomorrow night?
Oh, you know, we're just excited to keep playing. You know, we know them well. They know us well. So it's we're going to go give her everything we got. You know, we're happy that we only used one pitcher tonight with Dylan. He gave us a great chance to win tonight, and we did. And now we're loaded with the rest of the guys.
What arms do you got left?
Oh, we got quite a few. We got Caden Mortensen, we got Davis, we got Brock, we got Matt Arndt, we got Baxter Kulloff. We got guys that can throw. So Dylan Kimig, we've got arms that can still go.
That's right. You have to beat the Blackjacks twice to make it to the state tournament.
We'll have to beat them twice, so the first one's the big one.
That's right.
Yep.
And you played them Saturday, and it was quite the game Saturday.
Close game, yep. Yeah. Yep. So, again, just whoever takes advantage of errors or walks and stuff like that is going to be a big part of the next game.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to have two.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
Yeah, two conference teams, both from the Camden and stuff like that. So
I said all along, and I said it last week as well when I did my preseason article for the newspaper and also talked about it the very first game down at Prinsburg. I told everyone, Lacaparo and Dawson Boyd have the two best teams in the section, and you proved it because you're in the section championship.
He's a good predictor, isn't he?
Yeah. If you predict enough, you're going to get right sooner or later. So.
He's right, though. I agree with Bart.
Yeah.
This is the first time, I don't know if you realize this, Darby, this is the first time in 26 years that Bart hasn't come to this field and not in coach.
Really?
First time he's not coached.
Never been a spectator at this park. We've been here a lot of times coaching games, but not... I haven't been a spectator, so you still get just as nervous.
Right. Well, you're 1-0 here so far, so next year we'll take you on the bus.
That's right. Every time I come and do the radio here, we win, Paul.
That's right. And as far as the site tomorrow, we really don't know that.
I just talked to our AD, Zach Stelter, and he's going to let me know tonight, and I'll communicate with you guys and see if we can get it on social media or the radio and stuff like that. Right now, they're waiting for the 3AA section to finish, and then... right now, the preliminary talks are maybe Granite Falls.
Okay, that's a good place.
Well, it's close by, and we should be able to get a lot of people there.
Right on. Yeah, in fact, that's where Rory plays, so maybe we can move that game up, and then we can just bring the whole crowd
before there. And
I wonder if they even need me tomorrow. Maybe I could go watch. No, I won't say that. So.
No, that'd be a good idea. Move that game up.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow night. 5:00 first pitch from somewhere. And there'll be the Blackjacks and Eagles for the right to go to state.
I think that was a country western song. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
Right. Well, we appreciate the coverage, guys, and we're pretty excited having two Lacaparo teams playing here, Dawson and Lacaparo Valley.
All right.
Great job.
Thanks, Darby.
Thank you.
All right, your final thoughts, Park?
It was just one of those games you kind of expect at this point in the season because it's whoever makes the most mistakes is probably going to go home, but we had the fewest mistakes, and... we really capitalized on one of their mistakes, and boy, it was just, it doesn't matter how many hits you have or whatever else. The bottom line, Paul, is how many runs you score, and if you score one more than the other team, and now we've got a chance to keep our season alive.
All right, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
We will be there.
Hopefully it'll be Granite Falls or Montevideo. We don't have to travel too far. We can get a lot of fans there. Blackjacks have an outstanding team, and the Eagles have an outstanding baseball.
Yep.
And we saw a great game Saturday.
That's right. It's the two best teams, and they're going to have a chance to duke it out now.
Well, I know one thing for sure.
What's that?
We're going to be going to the state tournament, KLQB Radio.
Yeah. Well, for one or the other.
If you're
a Blackjack fan, you're going to be hoping it's to cheer on them. And if you're an Eagles fan, you're hoping it's to cheer on us.
And because that works out well, because I'll be in Becker, just outside of St. Cloud, next Tuesday and Wednesday covering state golf. And then the state tournament, Class A state tournament's in St. Cloud starting Thursday.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'll be in St. Cloud all week next week, it sounds like.
Awesome.
So. All right, thanks, Bart.
Thank you, Paul. What a great
game. Did we do our egg plus cooperative play of the game?
We did. Okay. We had the Dylan Kimig pop-up in the third base, alert base running, and so we did cover that. And, again, thank you, sponsors.
That's right. And I hope they got some hamburgers or broccoli in the concession stand, though. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio. And, folks, pass the word. Tune in tomorrow afternoon, 5:00 here on Q92 for the Section 3A Baseball Championship. Lacaparo Valley taking on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Good night from Milroy.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports Coverage on Q92, brought to you by United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chris Wodzinski for House, Cargill Incorporated, Jubilee Foods, Madison Dental Clinic, Klein Insurance, American Surplus, Trontossil Seeds, Kluver Law Office, Cadby Farmers Grain, Miller Services Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Warren Trigestead, Greater Community Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Appleton Dental Clinic, B&B Electrical Contractors, Woodstock Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Pete's Electric Motor, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Gislason Hardware. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Minneota Building Center, Friends Bank, Haugen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Co-op Credit Union Grill, Canby Meat Center, First Security Bank in Canby. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Dray Service, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, CCM Health in Montevideo, NB Golf Cars, Southwest Insurance Services, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Jenny O Turkey Store, Gruel Electric, Lee Motor Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. Section Sports brought to you by Prairie Sun Bank, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lack Barrel Cloth Oil Company, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Area Health, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Strand Agency, Independent Oil Company, Purison Dawson, House of Spirits, Fixin' Chiropractic, Doug Service and Marine, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lean Lumber, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tenson Marine, Sturtevant's of Canby, Heather Nursery, B. Johnson Electric, Tofty Auto and Sales. Section Sports brought to you by KB's Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Sowearable Design, City Hall Bar and Grill, MVTV Wireless, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, A&B Auto, and our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.